I am so ecstatic to have my guest today. I feel like I showed up to the party late because I've only known her through social media since about 2016. But by then, she has already built herself up to be a major force in the fashion industry. Within a year of starting her clothing line, L.A. Lisqué, she turned her online business into a six-figure brand. She has since moved on up and opened her first storefront on Melrose Avenue, which is major in Los Angeles. She has zeroed into her business, and when she's not doing that, she is birthing bosses through her consulting agency, Self-Made Boss Bae, helping entrepreneurs build their own brands. And she is selfless, and she is self-made, and she is Maxie J. Hello,
Oh,
Maxie.
I like that. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on, girl? What's going on in LA?
Oh, girl, nothing, the usual, just work. I do nothing outside of work. I have no life outside of work. Entrepreneurship is not, super
It's
fun,
not
is what I
easy.
tell people,
Yeah,
right?
it's not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah.
So let's start out by stating the facts. These are actual facts. Last year, 2017, because 2018 just started. So last year, not long ago, you had three fashion shows in 2 months, sold out shows. You had your first show in LA, which was your own show, and you flew to New York for New York Fashion Week, and then you came back and you did LA Fashion Week, all sold out. Oh my gosh. Tell me what type of woman, boss, black girl magic you have going on that it takes to successfully pull something off like that.
Well, I mean, my own production alone took 3 months to put together. That was not like an overnight thing. I always take my hat off to when I do see fashion shows and full-on productions because I know how hard it is to really get 700 people in one place,
Oh my
and
gosh.
even just the team that it takes to even bring in seven and to be able to manage 700 people. Like, it's you got to have a solid team, and I definitely didn't do it by myself. Like, I have a production team, the Wright sisters, that I hired to put my production on. With me, they were with me every step of the way, and they definitely took a lot of pressure off of me. But it still was like a bunch. I still had so much pressure the day of. I'm like, you would think that I didn't have one person there helping me the way that I felt. I'm like, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm about to pass out. One more problem, if one more thing fall apart and come back together today, I'm gonna just pass out. Like, literally, just not even. Y'all have to take me to the hospital. So, like, that's how I felt the day of my fashion show. I was so much going on. Like I said, 700 people showed up. We had to start turning people away. I had like backstage issues from like the models not liking their hair, or the makeup artists getting mad because they, or the hairstylists getting mad because they're stepping on each other's toes, going over each other's work. And I'm having to like diffuse those problems backstage. And then, I had
Wow.
vendors outside, so they was getting rained on, so I was like trying to calm everybody down because their products were getting rained on. I'm trying to figure out pants, and then I had my media, then I had to thank everybody for coming. I'm like, okay, I disappeared to my dressing room like five times to cry, and then I come back out like, okay, so what happened next? Okay, let me go fix it. Jesus. But yeah, it was
Oh
everything. It
my
didn't look
gosh.
like it was falling apart. That's all that matters. That's what my
Yeah,
plan
'cause I would have
one was
never
like,
known.
right. Right, and
That's
it's like it
crazy.
wasn't necessarily falling apart. It's just you have to problem solve very quickly. It's no like, you just have to really know how to problem solve when you have situations like that, when you have so much going on at one time,
Yeah, that's like a superwoman moment because that sounds like a
Right.
lot for one
I
person
know.
to take
I
care
was
of
still
so
trying to
many
come
people.
down from my fashion show, and then I went to New York Fashion Week the following weekend, and then for Style Fashion Week I had like a 2 week break, and then I did Style Fashion Week in LA. So, Lord Jesus, I'm
Wow.
all fashion
Hats off to
showed
you. Hats off. Cheers. 'Cause you did it.
out
You made it through. You didn't cry. Well, you cried a little bit.
I
You didn't
cried,
have a
girl,
mental
the whole thing.
breakdown.
But I kept going. Absolutely.
So you started LA Lisqué in 2014. Tell me who Maxie J was in 2013. Like, who were you then?
Who she is nothing like who she is today, that's for sure. 2013, Maxie was just very, I was very ambitious, I was very driven, but I was very emotionally unintelligent. I always say, like, emotionally immature is what I would say. Because I was wearing my heart on my sleeves, my business. I was so emotional and about it because it took so much for me to accomplish it. It took everything, literally everything in me to accomplish it. So when people would come for me, like, when Michael Costello stole designs for me, I'm like bawling, crying, like, oh my God, everyone's going to think I stole from him because he's the famous one. I'm just starting. Like, now, I mean, my designs get stolen by China all the time. I see my designs downtown all the time, and it just pushes me to keep creating, you know, like, it's not, I don't take it as personal, like, but in 2014, I was ready to just die. Like, you know, just take all of it. I can't, you know, I don't want to look like, you know, I'm a copycat or this, that, and third. So I had to learn how to be stronger emotionally, you know, and smarter emotionally too, not wearing my emotions on my sleeves and stuff. So that's where I grew from, like, 2013 till now. Like, you know, I learned how to, like, really take pressure. I still cry, you know, in 2018. I still cry, like, at least 3 times.
In 2018, you still cry.
Right. I still cry. But I'm better. I'm better, and I know how to problem solve really well. Something I definitely learned how to do. And, you know, I just, you know, going through so much to accomplish your dreams, it just gives you the tenacity to keep it. Like, I always tell people that, like, it's like if it was smooth sailing for you and everything was a breeze, you wouldn't appreciate it as much, and you wouldn't have so much determination to keep it or grow it or, like, you know, not let anybody take it from you. And, like, you know, it definitely builds you and molds you into the entrepreneur you need to be, all your struggles and trials, you know, so... Yeah.
So when you finally decided to become a fashion designer, now you're in it, you're, you know, picking patterns, you're drawing, you're going to, you know, places to have your product produced. How was that transition mentally on you?
Mm-hmm. So I have about 7 contracted employees that I work with that mass produces my clothes. And then I have 2 employees that work at my store. And then I have my intern, Aisha. She's like my little sister now. And just being so responsible for all these people is pressure. You know, like, I always tell, like, my clients when they're first starting, they're all scared to start. And I'm just like, girl, this is the easiest part. You know, this is fun. Have a good time. Your creating is coming to life. You know, you ain't got no responsibilities. You ain't got no overhead. You ain't got no employees. You're good. This is the fun part. Like, enjoy it. I know that you're scared because it's new, but it's no big deal. You know, just start. You can start with anything. The pressure is when you got it. And when you got it, having to keep it. How do you stay different from all these people that's coming out and doing the exact same thing you're doing? Like, if your business falls, not only is that on you, you know, that's on your 2 employees at the store. Like, these people are relying on you for their livelihood. So that's the kind of pressure that I think when, like, I go through trials and tribulations, or when I'm about to make a move or an investment, or if I'm about to take a risk, it's like, okay, God, it's just me and you, okay, as usual. So let's make sure we get through this. We cannot fall, okay, because we got a bunch of people under us, and it's not just me, you know. So it's like that's pressure. That's the kind of pressure that I deal with now that I have it, now that I've accomplished everything. It's like, Jesus, I just can't make it. One wrong move, your whole thing can come crashing down. Knock on wood, that would never happen. But I'm just saying, that's how simple it is. You know, with entrepreneurship, it's not guaranteed. It's literally, that's why you have to have, like, a relationship with God. I always tell my clients that, always, like, my self-made boss big clients, I was like, girl, the kind of covering you need to get through these tribulations and to get through the motions, you can't get from business school, you can't get from me, you can't get from business seminars. Like, you have to have a relationship with God, because that's the only person that's going to make you feel safe, because there's no safe way to any of this stuff.
Amen.
So who else is going to make you feel safe, you know? So
How did you know when it was time to elevate your business and your brand and step out, get a store, and actually hire people? Like, how did you know it was time to do that?
Well, another thing I was telling my client, there's never going to be a perfect time to do anything great. I always tell people that the devil is going to always make you feel like it's not the right time. So you're never going to feel like, okay, this now is the time for me to go out and do this. Like, you know, so since I know that, you know, even when I started my brand, it wasn't the perfect timing for me to start it. I still started it, and within 4 months, it was already a six-figure company. So when I'm like, I want a store, I'm like, okay, I don't know. Technically, this is not a good time. You know, technically, I should not be up in my overhead. Technically, I should not be, you know, like, I don't know anything about retail. So that's a whole other business I would have to learn. Like, I'm just now getting the hang of what I'm doing. It's only been 2 years. Maybe I should wait till five. But I just couldn't get it off my heart. I'm like, no, I want to do it now. Like, and I always come up with my brightest ideas in the shower. I don't know why. That's when I came up with.
I have a friend who's like that too. She says the same thing. So yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely. I'm like, you know what? I'd be scared to take a shower because I'm like, I'm tired of coming up with this stuff that's gonna stress me out, take all my money, all this risk, and I'm just tired. I don't want to think of nothing else big. I don't. But it's like, you know, that's where I thought of fashion show, and that's where I thought of the opening the store. There's no real perfect time, basically. You know, you have to just take the risk or lose the chance. That's the way I look at my whole life. My whole life is operated by that. So it's like, you know, I'd rather try at something and know that it didn't work, but I tried, rather than wondering if it would have worked if I would have tried. You know, that would drive me crazy. Like, it probably would have worked if you would have just tried. You didn't even try. So now you can only think about woulda, coulda, shoulda. Like, that's what.
I was wondering. Yeah.
Let me try. Yeah, exactly. So I didn't have a specific, you know, feeling that made me feel like, okay, I'm ready to expand. I wanted to expand, and I felt like that's what I needed to do in order to grow. I need to take the risk, so that's what I did.
Yeah, it definitely worked, for sure. And even, too, like I was just about to say, like, every day I see, you know, your network is growing. You know, people are tagging you. They're wearing your clothes. Instagram followers are growing. Do you believe in the saying that when they say your network equals your net worth, like, is that true for you?
No, because when my business Instagram was only at, well, my clothing line business Instagram, when it was only at 5,000 followers, I was still bringing in a lot of money with 5,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it grew to 15,000, it was the same number I was bringing in when it was at 5,000. It's about engagement. It's like, that's so important. If you're connected with your customers, it doesn't matter if you have 5,000, 10,000, however many followers. Like, you, and I'm not sure, is this answering your question? Because I do that a lot. Like, I'll just start talking about my own topic. Is this answering your question?
Yeah, of course,
Okay. So, yeah, like, you know, it's a bunch of Instagram people that have 200,000, 300,000 followers and don't have no money because they don't know how to convert their followers
into
numbers. And, you know, and I always say, I want to be popular and famous. I want to be successful, and I want to make a difference in other people's lives. And if that comes with popularity, cool. But other than that, my goal is not to, like, have a bunch of followers and everybody just knows me. Like, that's definitely, like, not the goal. The goal is to reach as many people as I can, take as many people as I can with me and give back, because I feel like when I was starting and I was learning, there was no one there telling me anything to do. I was learning on my own through trial and error, taking losses, trying, crying, going downtown, sweating my hair out, my feet hurt. I don't know where to go. I don't even know what a pattern maker is. Like, you know, no one's telling me anything. And I had to learn on my own, you know. So that's one of the reasons why I started my consulting business. And the money that they pay, the $200 they pay for an hour to hear me tell them thousands of dollars worth of information and mistakes that they get to avoid, is so far beyond the dollar amount that, you know, I would have gave $200 to cut out that $20,000 loss I took when I first started any day, you know. Like, so it's just So no, I don't think so. I think it definitely has a lot to do with your engagement, and that's why it's so important to be a really good person, because people are drawn to positivity. People are drawn to a pure soul, you know. So it starts from like within. I tell my clients that before I even start telling them the ins and outs of business, I always tell them that it starts with you. Like, you have to make sure you're whole, and you have to make sure you're a good person and your intentions are good, and God's going to bless you no matter if you don't know nothing about business or if you know everything about business. You know, like, God will put the right people in your life so that you will know what you need to know to be successful. But you have to start with you. You can know all the information in the world. As soon as they sit down, they want to know, so how do they close? So where do I go to buy, you know, for my boutique? It's like, girl, start. Let's start from the beginning. The beginning is you. Then I'm going to explain to you the difference between a DBA and an LLC. Get your paperwork together. Then I'm going to tell you how to shop for your store. Like, they just want to get straight to the fun part.
They want to get straight to the money. They don't even want to learn. They want to get straight to the coin. You got to learn how to get to this coin.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So when you started to be successful financially in your business, were you ever accustomed to having that type of wealth before?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never had my own. So I've always dated a guy with a check, but I've never had, like, my own check. I was that big. I've always worked a 9-to-5. You know, I probably made no more than about $4,000 to $4,500 a month. So I've never, like, had money like that on my own. You know what I mean? Now, a guy that I was dating, he might have had it, but it doesn't matter, because it's his at the end of the day, and when they leave, they take it with them. So it's not, you know, or when you leave, you leave them what you have, and that it wasn't that. So, you know, I definitely was not used to the kind of money that I was seeing. I was bringing it. I couldn't even believe it. I was like, I can't even believe I'm capable to even do this. Like, you know, because the way that my parents are set up, they're old school, they're old, and all they know is what they know, and that's fine. But, you know, it's 2018, and entrepreneurship has never been so popular ever. Mm-hmm. And when I first wanted to start my business, my parents are just like, you know, you should get a job. You should just get another job and do this on the side. And there's really no on the side. Like, you're either going to put 100% into it if you want to see 100% in return, or if you put 50% and do my own thing, which is rare. I always assume that. You know? So I'm like, I don't know what they're going to do. I'm going to see return, like, period in the story. And so, yeah. I definitely feel like, you know, with not knowing how to, I had to learn through trial and error. I had to, like, go through my whole first year of business, PayPal, almost $15,000 over the year, just in fees, not even negotiate the percentage that they're taking of your sales or whatever. I didn't know that because they don't market or promote that. As a concern, I feel like all I could do is just focus on creating. And now that I have all this on my mind, it's like, now I'll think of addressing my sleep in the middle of my night, and I'll wake up like, oh, shit, let me write this down before I forget, because I will forget because I got so much on my mind, and I'm trying to, like, re-remember what I thought of. Like, dang it, but it would have been so cute to, like, what was it? What did I think of? Like, my brain is too cluttered. Like, too cluttered, and that's why they say it's such a it's so important to have a team. You'll get to a point to where you're going to start experiencing growing pains, where you can't do it by yourself anymore, and you'll fall short. You can't keep up with the traffic. You'll fall short in one area because you're focused on this area and not this area, and now that area is falling. You can't do it all by yourself. You can't have a full-on online store, full-on brick-and-mortar, and be working the store, promoting online, modeling the clothes yourself, doing your it's too much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I had went through that spell too before, you know, because my business was like my baby. I was just so scared to, like, let people into my business and my back end, and for them to know. I'm just like, no, I can do it. I myself all the way here. I can do it. And then, like, I almost had like my body almost just gave out because I was working so hard for getting to eat. I'm working the store full time. I'm waking up at 5:30 a.m. so I can go down to my pattern maker, so I can deal with the collection, and go work the store full time from 11 to 7 and then ship and handle from like 7 to 9 and then go home, go to sleep by 10, get up, do it all over again. I was doing it every day. My store's open every day. So I'm like,
wow.
Okay, I can't. I need a team. I'm about to pass out, you know. So
you need help. Yeah, wave the white flag, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But you're doing good. You're doing good.
Thank you.
With your team, you know, you have the right people in place, and no matter how messy it might be behind the scenes, you make it look flawless.
Thank you.
It's always good when it looks like that. Like, no one wants to
right.
see chaos.
You want to trust
and believe you got it together.
Right.
Yeah, but I look forward to seeing everything that you have going on. I look forward to, you know, watching and reading about you. You are fantastic. I really appreciate you coming on and, you know, telling your story and dropping your gems the way that you do and giving people, you know, some faith in business. I think that's really great and awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. If people want to find you on social, on Instagram, how can they find you? I know you have a lot.
I know, right? I'm like, Carol Goldmine is good Instagram account, but my personal Instagram is FlyEffortlessly87. My clothing line is L.A. Lisque, E-L-L-A-E-L-I-S-Q-U-E. And then my store is Style House by MJ. And then my consulting business is Self-Made Boss Bae, B-A-E, not babe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you guys want to follow her, which you should, go and follow her online, go visit her website, buy some stuff, look out for her book, look out for everything that she's doing. Yeah, get some gems in your life.
Yes.
Yeah. Follow her. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Maxie, for doing this. I really appreciate you so much.
Yeah, of course.